You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And very good morning to each and every one of you. And what do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW. Yes, we do, don't we? Welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It is the 21st of February. And it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're going to be here entertaining you, going right through till 10 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, the 21st of February. Let's see if we have anybody exciting born on this day. Not exciting, but longevity comes into this one. Jean Calment was born on this day. This is in the year 1875. Born on this day, she was a French woman who had the longest confirmed human lifespan in history, apparently living to the age of 122 years, 164 days. And in total, that's 44,724 days. Good world.
Here comes the sun. Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Voice chose again.
There's a good track opening us up this morning. It comes from A-ha, yes, and it's called Stay on These Roads. Breakfast show time. We are 8.5 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, and it is a Wednesday. And, well, it's just a music Wednesday today. We were having a couple of people in. Andreas, unfortunately, can't make it, and neither could our other guests, so we're going to be rescheduling her for another day. Left to my own devices, though. That's what this is called. Comes from the Pet Shop Boys.
Drink and watch the fight. Turn on
little bit of symphony orchestra in there, isn't it? That's brought us to 13 and a half minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock was left to my own devices by the Pet Shop Boys. And gosh, I tell you what, they've been going along for, well, quite some time. 1981 they were formed. 1981, and they're still going today. Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe of the Pet Shop Boys. Brilliant. See? Old folks still going strong. Right, 14 after the hour 7. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get you in the shower and spruced up and smelling good to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. And let me see what have I got for. I tell you what, we're going to do a little bit of travelling. We're going to do a little bit of travelling, and we're going to be doing it with Barry Manilow. We're going to take a trip to the Copacabana. At the Copa, the remix. Right, I guess that's about it. Out of the shower you get, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. We got a bit more sunshine this morning. It was quite overcast yesterday. Didn't get much in the world. We don't think we've got any rain here in the city. Haven't had it for a long time. The song, by the way, that one, well, that originated, Copacabana. It originated by a conversation between Barry Manilow and Sussman at the Copacabana Hotel in Rio de Janeiro, when they discussed whether there had ever been a song called Copacabana. After returning to the US, Manilow, who in the 1960s had been a regular visitor to the Copacabana nightclub in New York City, suggested that Sussman and Friedman write the lyrics to a story song for him, and they did so, and Manilow supplied the music. Now, the song lyrics refer to the Copacabana nightclub, the hottest spot north of Havana, and the story starts in approximately 1948, focusing on Lola, a Copacabana showgirl, and her sweetheart Tony, a bartender at the club. But one night, an ostentatiously wealthy man named Rico takes a fancy to Lola, but Tony intervenes when Rico becomes aggressive. The ensuing brawl ends in a gun being fired, and although it is initially unclear who got shot, it soon becomes apparent that Tony has died. 30 years later, the club has been transformed into a discotheque, as the real New York Copacabana had been, but a middle-aged Lola remains in her showgirl attire, now a customer at the bar who drinks herself half-blind, lamenting the loss of her youth, sanity, and Tony. So there we go, got a little bit of a story in there. Certainly a song with a nice written story. Yes, Copacabana, best nightclub in north of Havana.
Havana.
Show with Jerry D.
Jump to it, and the single from Aretha Franklin back in 1982 that was released. And before that one, it was Camila Cabello and Havana. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 28 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday the 22nd is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday the 23rd is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday 24th, Opera Pop, with a tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED. Back to the music.
Show. It's better than coffee.
anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. I'm trying to forget you is just a waste of time.
Baby, come back. Trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. But as the sun goes down, you get that empty feeling again. How I wish to God that you were here.
Baby, come back. Oh, any kind of fool could see there was something in everything.
And there we go. Two in a row. We started off with a bit of rock and roll. Bad Company and rock and roll fantasy is what that one was called. And that last one, that's called Baby Come Back. And it comes from the band Player, a British-American band. The song was released late in 1977 as the lead single off of their self-titled debut album. And it was a breakthrough single for the band, gathering them some mainstream success, hitting number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 for the three consecutive weeks of January 14, 21, and 28 of 1978, and number 10 on the R&B charts in 1978 as well. Their biggest hit single, by the way. The song was written and performed by Pete Beckett and J.C. Crowley, the founders of Player. Now, just to give you a little bit of an antidepressant, I think that's what we need. That's why you'll need one of those, don't we? So I thought I would just take a little rummage around and see what good news I could find, if any, for today. Looking back over the year 2023 and perhaps some of the medical breakthroughs that we've seen. We saw significant advancements in medicine, including new treatments for cervical and prostate cancer, and a drug approved in England to prevent breast cancer. Researchers at University College in London developed a cancer-busting guided missile using click chemistry, good grief, which is likely to become a potent force for tackling cancer. I'm not sure if I'm mistaken, but what I saw about this was they could actually do exactly what it says there, and that's hit a specific point in the body, which means that they can deal with it without the spread of radiation that you get from treatments that we have today. So, I mean, we're getting pretty advanced. It's all going very quickly. few generations' time, cancer will probably be a thing of, hopefully, fingers crossed, a thing of the past, the big C. Time on the Breakfast Show, 13 and a half minutes, almost exactly, before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3. Cool FM, what have we got for you? Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the local news. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and with Yasmin a little bit later on this morning as well. Music-wise, this is Avid Dancer. To see you dance. Not these days, you wouldn't. Can't move like I used to, you know. Yes, I could actually move at one time. We're just making our way to 9.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Pilot Error. That's the next one on the turntable. Wish I had those again. They're all coming back in fashion, aren't they? Stephanie Mills. As I say, it's called Pilot Error.
Bouncing off the high tops on a plane trip.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for please the music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show.
The best place to be in the morning.
Making the voice of Ralph Marlowe, is a great voice. And the Mavericks there. And All Night Long is what it's called. And that's brought us, well, just about to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappi's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
started off with Boston, and that was called Long Time. And Chris Isaacs, unmistakable voice, isn't he? Chris Isaacs there, and You Owe Me Some Kind of Love. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're almost exactly, we're just a couple of seconds away, 23 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's a Wednesday humpity hump day. And the breeze, man, if I had a kite, I'd be flying right now because there's no way my feet would touch the ground. Another night of the drizzle, drip, drips, rain, rain. I mean, I don't get it, but okay, yeah, we'll take it. We'll take all of it. Got a lot of stuff going on today. The tree cutter man is coming. The construction workers are coming. Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness I don't have anything else going on. I got work to do. The animals are going to be having a great time because they're going to get them trees cut back. There's so many trees hanging over the house. We don't want to have another tree fall into the house like we had 2 years ago. So we're getting them all trimmed back. Not cutting the trees down, but trimming the limbs because the weight of those tree limbs with the mango trees, with all the other stuff that's going on around here, with especially with the winds, we don't want to see any accidents, and we sure don't want anything going through the roof again. That was a pain in the buttsies, especially during the rain. Poor Keith. Poor Cook. She was here all by herself with that. So, anyways, I got to go out and fix the sprinklers because it's throwing water in the wrong direction. So, let's stop that. I know I don't need sprinklers, but they're on an automatic timer, so it's like, what are you going to do? I can turn it off or, come on, you get over there. That's it. That's better. Okay, there she goes. She's squirting in the house. Okay, my toucan looks adorable. It has this wonderful viney stuff that's just these tiny little leaves, and it's like ground cover, and he's getting all filled up inside. He's just beautiful. The begonias, what are those flowers called? Impatience, because they grow so fast because people are impatient. Lots of things. Hello, kitty cats. Good morning. Say hello to Jerry. Say hello to Yaz. Say hello to, Andreas. Hopefully it's Wednesday. All right. Well, busy day ahead. I got to get moving. No grass growing under these feet. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Save me. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mr. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Take on solid ground. It means some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Well, there we go, seeing as the Ingrid was out there flying, or would have flown a kite this morning if he had one, because of all the breeze and the wind. Two in a row, Simon Dupree, and the big sound was the first one. That was just simply called Kites. And of course, you know that one, Beatles from Sgt. Pepper, and being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And I tell you what, terrible when you listen to that with headphones on. Because all the sort of vocals seem low and coming out on one side and then the music comes out on the other. Should have just left the mono, I think. 28 minutes are right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And no, unfortunately, Andreas is not able to be with us this morning. He's got some business he needs to attend to. So good luck with that, Andreas, and hopefully he'll be with us next week. Looking at birthdays for today's date, which happens to be the 21st of February, a group captain, Sir Douglas Bader, was born on this day. The year was 1910. He was a Royal Air Force fighter ace during the Second World War, who lost both of his legs in an aircraft crash attempting aerobatics. Bader's fame meant, well, he became a bit of a focus on a book and a film entitled Reach for the Sky, and that was in the middle of the 1950s. And of course, I was in the Air Force, and that was sort of early mid-60s, and he was still a famous gentleman then, looked up to by so many people. Now, let's see, if we take two great artists, one of them is Tracy Chapman, which we know she likes fast cars, and the other one is Mr. B.B. King, and we know he likes blues.
Baby,
brilliant is that? B.B. King featuring Tracy Chapman on that one. And The Thrill Is Gone. Oh, from The Thrill Is Gone, this is Roxy Music. In the midnight hour. This was called The Midnight Hour, although the time is the natural fact, 20 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock, and that was Roxy Music. This is Mr. Chris Stapleton, and it must be 5 o'clock somewhere. Tennessee Whiskey.
Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. got your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned.
Good song, that one from Chris Stapleton and Tennessee Whiskey. Love it. Ryan's still looking around for some antidotes, yes, some stories to compensate from the news that we see these days. Renewable energy, apparently there's some progress in renewable energy. The pace of progress in renewable energy continued to accelerate with more countries and companies investing in sustainable energy sources. Now, how about the right to repair movement? This is a very sort of important one, isn't it, really? I mean, because we buy these things, we're getting into a sort of throwaway society, you know, where we have a cell phone for a couple of years, gets out of date, we buy a new one. Well, what happens to the old one? And, or perhaps, you know, things go wrong, like the battery swells up. Well, it's not easy these days because we all want waterproof phones, which means that they're sealed, and it's not easy to change the battery. But we do have friends, our friends at Salvo and Mackinac, don't forget them. They'll always help you out with that. Now, let me see. Right to repair movement. That's supposed to be Apple-backed plans. Now, this is a surprise, isn't it? Apple-backed plans for a right to repair, making a significant moment for consumer rights and the environment. France introduced a make-do and mend bonus, and that was offering rebates on clothing and shoe repairs. What would they, good idea for that. Here's something we'd all like. Four-day work week, yes. The results of the world's largest trial of a four-day work week in the United Kingdom suggested it was beneficial for both employees and employers, with similar positive outcomes from trials in the United States and South Africa. I think we'll all vote in favour of that one, don't you? Four-day week, I like that. Here's another one for you. Got a couple this morning, which is all rather nice. Get them in... get a couple in now. Rescue of the world's loneliest sheep. A sheep named Fiona, stranded on a rock in the Scottish Highlands for 2 years, was rescued by volunteers and now lives a comfortable life at a farm park in Dumfries. There we go. There are some good things out there. The only thing is you've really got to dig deep, haven't you? Here's one of my favourites for the moment, Dion.
Well, I never hold a promise. I don't be a doubting Thomas. I never make you wait. I don't exaggerate. You wishes I produce. Just gotta turn loose. Come on, baby, loose. I give you my cash.
Tracks you'll remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and my baby passes by.
said when she said goodbye.
There we go. There's a great oldie. That one is I Go to Pieces. Comes from Peter and Gordon. And while they were doing that, Sandy Shaw, well, she had a puppet on a string.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
I'm not saying I won't.
There you go. There was it. You let me touch you. Why won't me? You let me make love to you. That comes from, it wasn't Sandy Shaw. No, that was Dyson. Her name is Ronnie Dyson, not the vacuum people. Time on the breakfast show. It's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, it's Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday 24th, Opera Pop, the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Baby, that's just the way it is, baby.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show. Started off with the Rembrandts and Just the Way It Is, Baby. And that last one, R.E.M. And it's called Central Rain. So there we go. Now, let me see. See if I've got any good more good news stories here. I think I've got a couple more that we can, one or two at any rate, that we can take a look at. We took at the look, looked at the loneliest sheep in the world, didn't we? That was Fiona, stranded on a rock in the Scottish Highlands. Accessibility improvements. Now, this again is over in the United Kingdom, a county called Yorkshire. Yorkshire Water improved accessibility at Top Hill Low Nature Reserve in East Yorkshire, making it possible for wheelchair users to access parts of the site for the first time. Now, that is a good thing. That is something that perhaps not so much attention is paid to. And there's a very good one. I was watching the travel show on the BBC when you said something which they have really tried to do in Athens, in Greece. You know, trying to get up to the was it not the Pantheon, is it? No, but that big, the old ruin on top of the hill. You know, really precise on this program. But yes, no, they've done a lot there to make that wheelchair accessible. Because natural fact, one of the presenters of the travel show on the BBC is in a wheelchair. And he travels around the world. And of course, this is one of the things he sort of really takes a good look at. Here's a song which I remember sort of many, many years ago when I was younger listening to this. And I thought, oh, you know, interesting words. And I'll tell you what, as you get that bit older, they become more interesting as well. This is Charles Aznavour. Yesterday, when I was young.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased that life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built, alas, on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many drinking songs were waiting to be sung, so many were with pleasures in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me, me, and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
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 go. Following on from Charles Aznavour yesterday when I was young, that is Mary Hopkin. And those were the days. Of course, she was founded by the Beatles, and she recorded on the Apple label. Mary Hopkin. Good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Yeah? Busy?
Oh, yes.
Busy, busy, busy.
As always.
Yeah, how was yesterday?
Yesterday.
When you were young. Yesterday. When I was
what I did yesterday. Just went to the gym, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a cupcake.
Oh, yes. I got two Granada Radio.
Yeah, you got
two.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. From Cop Keto.
That's nice of them, isn't it? That was nice of them.
Oh, yes.
To think
so
of
sweet.
Us. Yeah, thank
very
you so
cute,
much.
The box and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yes, that's the kind of thing. We like cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
We like anything, really, don't we?
Yeah.
we're very easy to please.
Yes.
And what about today? What have you got lined up for today?
Today is the press conference of Maestra Vida.
Okay.
Which is the musical with songs of Ruben Blades and his orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an amazing musical. So today is the press conference, and we'll let you know when is this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's in March. It's going to be in March.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Will he be there?
Mm?
Will Mr. Blades be there?
I have no idea.
If he is, tell him, we keep asking him to come on a program. What's the matter? How many more times do we have to ask? We've only been trying for 16 years. Because
yeah.
I think we did get through one day, and Mr. Blades is very busy, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice to be busy, isn't it, really? Yes, you know.
And he's not here the most of
no,
the time.
No, he's always tried. He's a very, very... I mean, he's a great, great asset, isn't he,
mm-hmm.
To Panama.
Yeah.
And Ruben, I think you better start running for president again. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
But he is... and, of course, I mean, he's quite a movie star as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not
sure.
Many of us left. My 15 seconds of
yes.
voice.
Yeah.
In a movie. But that means, you know, yes, as long as that movie is, I'll always exist.
Of course, yeah.
But if you blink, you miss it.
If you blink with your ears.
If you blink with your ears, yeah. You know, somebody, just as it's about to come on, somebody will ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, because you'll have missed it.
Yes.
You know. That was great fun, I must admit. And it was... that was... was it Historia del Canal?
Where did you record that? Here? And you
no, no,
it
we went to, went to a studio. Actually, funny enough, I mean, they have to because it's all the timing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And although it was a short piece, you have to get the intonation right, but you have to get it to fit exactly into where they want it to go.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And that was with our friend, Pituka, Tuka Hilbron. She got me to do that.
Mm.
And be ever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the most money I ever earned in my life for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That was quite fun.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps I should do things like audio books and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep changing your voice because you have to be different people all the time, you know. So you have to talk like that, and you have to remember that this is Inspector, Chief Inspector Highgrove here.
And I'm his mother.
Oh dear, there's no hope really. Anyway, so you're going to be doing that today. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Exercising?
No,
don't exercise today.
No, I don't have time.
Now you've already got one thing to do. And let me see what else. I tell you what, yeah, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start?
Okay, the first one would be Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
She was born.
She's a classic.
Of course, she was born in 1933.
Mm-hmm.
American singer, songwriter, pianist, composer, arranger, and civil rights activist.
Yeah.
She had the 1959 U.S. number 18 single, I Love You, Porgy, and the 1968 U.K. number 2 single, Ain't Got No, I Got Life. And went on to record more than four albums between 1958 and 1974.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 funny enough, the one I've chosen to play, I might put on a little bit later, I Ain't Got No Life. But mm-hmm. I Got Life.
Mm-hmm.
I might put that on later. But the one I chose is one which is a favourite. It's quite a sort of slow one at first, but I just like the way she does it. Nina Simone, Keeper of the Flame.
His name, ask no pity, bear my shame. I'm the keeper of the flame. Played with fire and I was burned. Gave a heart, but I was
like the way she sings that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very sultry. It's, I must do a little bit of history on it to find out more about it, because it's almost like a James Bond movie,
mm-hmm.
Sort of introduction type of music. The only thing I could think of was, because I was just looking it up, because there was a movie which was made back in 1942,
mm-hmm.
Which was called Keeper of the Flame, and I was trying to see if I could find anything out here about the music from it, or who did the original. It probably wasn't Nina Simone who did the original one, if that is where it's from, because she would have only been about 9 or 10, because she was born in 1933, wasn't she? But interesting. But she's done so many great songs. And that one is one of my favourites.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we might be in trouble. It's that time of the programme. Let's just see what's going on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, we've got a cartoon today.
Oh.
Oh, and it's of somebody doing raking. This isn't a good sign. Let me get it on my phone.
It's a green guy.
It's a green guy, yes. It must be Rick.
No, that's too small.
Well, Rick, no, I don't know. It could be, Rick, but it's not one of the dogs, is it?
No.
Let me get it up on my phone here, because then I can. Yes, here we go, Sam. Good morning. This is from Renee, Rick, mm-hmm. over there in the States. The temperatures are rising here, so the snow is starting to melt. Those pine needles will be rearing their ugly heads soon. Yes. Oh, look at this. See, look, raking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looks a bit like Renee as well. I tell you what, because it's green. You know what it could be? You see up there on the shelf?
Uh-huh.
You see that green parrot?
Yes.
Do you remember where that came from?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Renee gave us that when they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We said, we got this old parrot here. What should we do? Give it to Jerry. He's got old parrots all over the place. Yes. It's never a dull moment, is it? I mean, I'm trying to work it out whether it was better when she was with us for the whole 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the last 5 minutes. I still reckon she probably makes an effort to get up out of bed just in time.
Oh, yes.
It must be terrible, terrible. Always great. Always brings a smile to our face, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
When we get,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just in pine. I found you just... Never mind. So what else we got to get? Oh, tomorrow, we've already checked with Alex, we'll be with Dr. Computer's going to be with us tomorrow.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Andreas couldn't make it today.
Exactly.
He probably hadn't watched any movies.
No, he said he had troubles with the schedule.
Okay.
His schedule and his wife's schedule, so.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog. And the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a busy life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, but I know he can. He enjoys coming here, actually, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm, yes.
He's
mm-hmm.
a glutton for punishment. We always like to see him, but all being well, he'll be back with us next week. And Dr. Computer Alex, and also tomorrow, we've got a surprise for him in the last hour, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have Antonio and Elizabeth
mm-hmm.
coming in.
Oh, yes.
From Salotto Italiano.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about, because they have great events on every week.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, two or three nights a week. And it's a great place to go. It's just a lovely atmosphere as well. Because the artist Sardania.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife has got a bag, which she's so proud of, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She carries it everywhere with her, where he paints these, he's got this style of painting, and painting the ladies with their polleras.
Exactly.
And like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I met him there before, and he's always... And then he's done the murals on the wall. He's got a very angry picture of Yasmin on the wall, which I love.
He made that one too?
He did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, and the thing is, it's funny because I showed Neil, because Neil came with us last week,
mm-hmm.
and I said to Neil, I said, there's a picture there, I call it my angry picture of Yasmin. And he looked at it and he says, I can see why you said that. It's the hair and the look. Be careful, you don't want... If you get that look from Yasmin, I've got a bit of advice for you. Run, okay? Who is our second person born on this day in the world of music?
Uh-huh, the second one is Jean-Jacques Borel.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1952. Franco-English musician, producer and songwriter... Best known as the bass guitarist with the Stranglers,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who had the 1982 UK number 2 single Golden Brown, plus over 20 other UK top 40 hits.
And do you know Golden Brown?
I don't know.
Sounds like a name, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Golden Brown, it's not a name. Sounds like Gordon Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be, I think, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. I don't know if he ever made Prime Minister. Anyway, they're talking about Golden Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are.
Texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs, throughout the night, no need to fight, never a frown, with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Mm-hmm. temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
That's it. The Stranglers and Golden Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sugar. And I'd sent a picture of Lala to Renee. She says, "Ah, Lala, is she behaving?" No.
Well, just this week, she's not talking.
No, she's been quite good, isn't she? Yeah. I find gagging a parrot helps. That poor little Lala. She's a bit of a screamer, that's the only thing. You know, but I'm sure she suffers from PTSD, because, you know, we didn't get her from new. She was second-hand when we got her. And we've got to find a parrot whisperer, I think. You know, these people that go up, they, you know, when they get these naughty dogs, and in a couple of seconds they have the dog obeying and doing whatever they want. So we want to find a parrot whisperer that can do the same thing for Lala the parrot. I sing to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, la, 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 la. She does that. She sings back. So she's not a very good singer either. So anyway, I tell you what we're going to do, because we've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to play, mention we talk about Nina Simone, won't we? I ain't got no, I got life. So I thought we'd play that one, yes.
Okay, sure.
I ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind. Ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name, ain't got no ticket, ain't got no token, ain't got no God. And what about God? Why am I alive anyway? Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex, I got my
There you go. Yes, Nina Simone and Ain't Got No Got Life. I tell you what, look, Parrot Whisperer.
Oh.
Renee sent us this. He says, every year, thousands of frustrated owners abandon their parrots.
Oh, gosh.
Dear, oh, dear, the thought had never crossed my mind. due to a popularized image that most people expect parrots to be charming, personable, and playful, like me. Those expectations are shattered when the owner comes face to face with the wild nature of their parrot. Under the care of an unprepared, ill-equipped owner, a parrot becomes destructive, aggressive, and neurotic. Just like its owner.
Yes.
Oh, what do you mean, yes? Go to your room. On a daily basis, Garuda Aviary. That's sort of rather aviary. It's like aviary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway, receives requests to take in parrots that have become too difficult to keep. Parrot rescues and sanctuaries cannot keep up with the demand to home countless unwanted companion parrots. On our Parrot Whisper section, we discuss methods, techniques, and the overall perspective that will help the frustrated parrot owner understand and manage the wild tendencies of their companion behavior. What makes parrots so difficult to care for? What makes parrots so anxious? Parrots, wild animals, or pets? Part one. Keeping the peace. Straight talk about... I'm going to have to keep this website. It's going to be interesting. The only thing is I'm not sure if Lala can read. But we'll try.
You can read it to her.
I can read it to her, yes. See, she'll pay a lot of attention to that, won't she, yes? Anyway, we're going to go out with this morning because we've got about a minute or so to spare.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we say this is the one we all like? Everybody's got to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, yes. 7 tomorrow. See you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best.
All together now.
Always
look on the bright side of life. Ba-pum, 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 ba-pum.
Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chums. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Ain't
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side.
Anyway, that's it then. To go now and say, oh, thank heaven for that. Stop singing. Okay. That, of course, is Monty Python. Something else about that. Look on the bright side of life. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, so yes, it is time for us to go off and make our way out and do different things for the course of this morning. And let me just say our thank yous for today. Big thank you, of course, to Ingrid for checking in with us earlier. They've got a lot of work going on out there in their house in Elvi. Hope not too much banging. It's upset the neighbours. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our bits and pieces for social media and taking a look and see who's born on this day in the world of music. And a couple of good ones today, Nina Simone and the guy from Stranglers. And let me see what else we've got to say. Oh, yes, big thank you to my co-producer, Neil Danby. And he's with us today. Going to see him at lunchtime today with a friend as well. Marina, good morning to you. A big thanks to Neil. He gets a lot of our background info for us here on the program. And also, let's say a big thank you to the boys and girls of Group Regard who turn us on in the morning and be turning us off in a few seconds' time, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. And last but not least, you lot. Yes, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show. And we do appreciate your being there and what you do for us. So keep it up, please. Just remember that whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today, we want you to do it carefully, That's because at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, there's something we want to do. We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? From me, Jerry D, and the rest of the team, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.